ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Mem Zayin. We are in the middle of the sugya of Yesh Shinui B'Nevad or Ein Shinui B'Nevad. The Gemara brings a raya to this chakira from the din of Vlad and Yervas. That Vlad and Yervas is Aser. According to the first lashon, according to one man d'amar, according to the second lashon, the kuli alma, if it's nirva, v'acharkach, if it's muberes, and then it's nirva, so it's asr the kuli alma. The vlad of the nirvas is asr. So hu adin, even though there's a shinu in the vlad, before in the vlad was an uber, and now it's a child, now it's born. Even though there's a shinu, it's asr. So you see that shinoi is not matir legabe gavaya. So then shinoi by nevar will not be matir. That was the hoichach of the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's no raya. Why not? Midami hachi hashta hasa meikara behema hashta behema dashu di achida bianpa hacha meikara chiti behashta kimcha. There it was originally a behema and it's now also a behema. So just that the womb of the mother closed up in front of it. But it's not called the shinui bichlal. There's no comparison. There, poshut, it's not a shinui. The whole time was called a behema. Just needed to come out to the world. Hashem came by us is a real shinui. You take chitim and you turn them into seiles. That's a real shinui. That's a subject whether it's matir or not. And the Rambam passing that it's mutter, that it's called a shinui. Shinui is matir legavi gavaya, legavi nevar, and it's mutter. Akuponim, we see from our Gemara that Leida is not called a shinui. Right? Again, the Gemara said that chitin to seilas is called a shinui. Shingin Leida meikara behema v'hashta behema, and it's just that the door is closed in front of it. So it's not called a shinui. Oh. So the Maisa, this is machlokes rishonim in Perkei Avos Leitzim. Machlokes rishonim, whether a gazlan that steals behema muberes and then it gives birth, is he kind of the vlad or not kind of the vlad? The Rambam holds that it's not called a shinui, and both the mother and the vlad go back to the bialim. That's what's passing in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Nun Dalet. Chayshim Mishvat Simin Shin Nun Dalet. However, many rishayim hold that it is called a shinui. So the ksais there in Shin Nun Dalet of Katar Aleph, ksais brings a raya to the psak of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch from our Gemara and Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Zayin. Gemara here is mavur that late is not called a shinui. Only doshu dachida bianpa. A door that's closed, it has to go out of the door. But you say there's a shinui in the vlad between a vlad before it's born and a vlad after it's born. That's very nice hechacha. But the question is, what do all the other rishonim do with our gemara? Chara mafurish gemara that leida is not called a shinui. So I found two drachim had to answer up our gemara. First is in the Tezrin in Perak Meruba that samachem and beitz. Tezrin there says that we find that shinui is matir legabi mizbeach, like by Esnan. We mentioned yesterday the sheet of Sayureim, which is a sheet of Mechudeshes, says that it's not matir, but Kvi Pash, the Gemara, almost all the Rishonim learn that if a shinui is matir legabi mizbeach, says the Tezrid, that shinui is matir legabi mizbeach is only a shinui biyadayim. But a shinui de Mimela is not matir legabi mizbeach. That's what he says there, that the Gemara says there in Daf Samechem and Beis in Meruba, that Ganav Tlev Inasa Ayil, Nasa Shinoi Biyoda Yuknoi. That a person that steals a Tlev and becomes an Ayil, so now he owns the Ayil. The changing of the calf into a small sheep, a sheep into a ram, the growth of the calf into a cow or the sheep into a ram, so it's called a Shinoi, and the Gazan is Kainet. So says the Rid, that's only true legabe gzela. But if a person gives a zayna, a tleh, and then it turns into an ayil, then she can't be makrivit. It's not kosher. It's still considered an esna. For a shinui legabe gavaya needs more of a shinui than you need legabe gzela. A natural shinui, the growth of the animal, that's not considered, that would not be considered a shinui legabe the mizbeach. That's his yisayt. So, the field of Hidvarav, it's Mishavar Gemara, that you can't be medami b'chlal shinuyim legabi gzeila and shinuyim legabi karbonis. Leida is a shinuyim de memela. That's a natural process. behemoth muberis, and then it gives birth. It's a natural process, and therefore it's not considered a shinu legabi karban. But legabi gzela, it could be that it is a shinu. Even natural shinuyim are called shinuyim legabi gzela. Just like tlev and asa ayil is called a shinu legabi gzela. So also leida can be considered a shinu legabi gzela. That's his far. That's very nice. That would be miyashiv the question of ksais very simply. That our gemara is unique to karbonos. There you need a real shinui. A shinui be a daim. A shinui de mele is not considered a shinui. The problem is that the lashon of the gemara is a little bit problematic. The gemara says that meikara behem of hashda behem of dashu dachi de beampa. The gemara doesn't say that it's natural or not natural. Gemara says that it's always considered a behemoth. And it's only a door that's closed in front of it. Gemara's mashma as a klal always. It's not called a shinui. But if you read, you have to say that Gemara guva means his yisayid. That it's true there is some sort of change here, right? There is beforehand there was no child. It was just in the mother's womb, and now it came out. But legabi karbon, I'm able to see that all it is kilu a door. I don't focus that there's a real a shinui in the essence going on here of what happened. I see that it's a long process that a Vlad, an Uber becomes born afterwards. So I'm able to look at it that all it is a door that's being closed. But that's not a sadistic shinui in the Vlad. That's a svar that said legabi karbonis. Even legabi karbonis where there could be a shinui, there you need a real shinui, like changing chitim into kemach, into soiles. But the shinui that happens in the natural process of taking a pre-child to a child, that process, even though there is a certain level of shinui, but legabi korban, I don't see that as being a shinui. I look at it that all it is doshu de'achid bi'apa. That's the svara of the rid. But in Achronim, we find another mahalach to answer this question, to answer the question of the Ksais. Again, the Ksais asked on the Rishonim that hold that leida is considered a shinui, legabi gzela, or Gemara says that it's not a shinui. So the Ursameach, in Paragimel Yisurim Yizbeach, Halach Yudbeis, in the Chazanish, in Bava Kamna, Simen Yudzayin, Siv Katan Chof, say, both of them say the same Yisoy, that shinui can be, once something is a karbon, and it's puzzle, shinui can never be matrit. Shinui can't be matter something, a karbon that was already chalon at a psal. That we find that Shinui is matra legabi esnan, what's the cases? He gives her chitim and she turns it into soilas. He gives her zeisim and she turns it into shemen. Zeisim is not a karban. Chitim is not a karban. These things cannot be brought as karbanas. You could take them and turn them into things which could be brought as a karban. So when he gave her the first object in its original state, it's an original state when it's not yet ripe for a karban. So he gave her something which could be made into a karban. So that is, and then it says that the Isser Esan was never chal on a karban. The Isser Esan was only on chitim. Chitim is in a karban. Once it's changed into becoming a karban, into a soilas. So and that was never an esnan. The thing that he gave her was chitim and not soilas. But if a person would give an esnan a something which is roy to be a karban, mashal the case of the Tezrid, he gives her a tle. So a tle could be a karban. So then he gave her a carbon. He gave her a carbon that was pasul as an esnan. So that it changed from being a tle into an ayil is not going to be matirit, because once it's chal a psul esnan or any psul of carbonus, it's chal on something which is ready to be a carbon. The fact that it changes to a different type of carbon will not be matir the yisr. The whole time that we find that shini could be matir is before it was ready to be a carbon. So that's how they answer the question. That the le'olam avada leida is called a shinu legabi gzela. That's true. For sure, leida is called a shinu legabi gzela. Like a few of these rishonim. But that's not the nidin of our Gemara. The Gemara by us was saying the following. The Gemara is saying that in the Maskana, that a behema, even before it's born, is right to be a karban. Or Sameach adds in, Gemara Tmura says, that kedusha chola ala ubrin. The person is makdish and uber, and the uber can be chal, the uber could be, it becomes a karban. So a behemah, even before it's born, is roy to be a karban. Practically, you can't be makar of it. Kol zman that it's b'mei imay. You can't shecht it. You can't be exerik the dam. There are technical issues. But be a soid, even a vlad, is roy to be a karban. So because a vlad is roy to be a karban, and then it got in a psul nirma, So that psul won't be poka for the fact that it's born. Even though leida is could be, it's 100% a shinoi, it's a bona fide shinoi leida. But because it was chal, a psul nevar, a psul nirva, sorry, and something that was right to be a karban, so that psul won't be poka. Mashein came by chitim, the psul mechubber, the psul nevar was chal on them when they were not right to be a karban. So that's why shinoi could work to make them much. Chazanish adds that kufu, this kufu was the shakal atari of the Gemara. That the makshin that brought a raya from the machlekesh or belashan tachacham and magabe vlad and yervas held that a vlad is not get ready to be a korban. It could be that he had a kedushas chal in it maybe, but it's not in a matziv when it's ready to be a korban. So the fact that it got a psul later on, so now that that's born, psul should be poka because the psul that was chal when it was not a carbon does not extend it to the situation when it is a carbon, and the fact that I see that it's psul shows me that even psulim that were chal in its state before it was a carbon, they apply even when it comes to a situation when it's right to be a carbon. That was what the Gemara held originally, and that's what the Gemara wanted to be pushed from this, the suffix of chitim and tzilas, that the psul that was chal in a previous state before it was right to be a carbon applies even afterwards. It says tomorrow in the end that there's no hoichacha. There, we look at the behemoth even before it's born as right to be a karban. Just, you can't be makavid right now because the door is closed. But even in its current state, it's right to be a karban. Nothing is be'etim lacking in the behemoth to be a karban. Mashengin chitim, chitim are possible as a karban. Karban is only brought a soilus. Chitim, and you have to change the chitim, you have to make them into soilus. It's a different chefza. And the chitim kebeyosim chitim are mamish pasul as being a karban, so that there the shiner could be matir because even though the psul was chal in it beyosim chitim, because chitim is not a situation of a karban, it's not a state of roi lekarban, so the psul does not apply once you make it into seilas. That's a gevalah kapshan in the Gemara from the Arsameach and the Chazanish, and the fees of this Gemara has no rai at all to the din of whether leid is a shiner. Leid of oilim could be a shinoi, but The Gemara is saying as far as it got to be carbon, that because it was right to be a carbon before, and therefore the psul that was chal then won't change idea shinui. But just to conclude the cheshbon here, the Teis Rit is before not like the svara of the Arsameach and the Chazanish, because the Teis Rit speaks out the reason that if you give a zoyna a tle and then it becomes an ayol, the reason it's possible, he says, it's because it's a shinui to memela. That's why it's possible. But be a side, he held that if you'd have a shinui biyadayim and the tle, then it would become mutual mizbeach, even though you gave something which was right to be a karban. That's mavur in the Teis Rit. This question really is just how besides lachar. The question is how far does shinui go? Right, like most dinim in the Torah, shinui doesn't make any difference. If I own an object and now it changes into something else, so I still own it. Or if something is a mashal asr bahana and you change into some other state, it's still asr bahana. It's also be a site when they change you to a different state, it just still applies. In most cases, the Torah, we don't say that once because something changed, so now it's din and change. So, if I give something which is right to be a carbon and it's also right now, the fact that it changed to a different state, the Isra should not be poka. That's what the Arsameach and Chazan initialed. However, the Teis Rit holds that no. And even on something which was right to be a carbon, if it changes it to a state, into a different being, so just like it's kreina legabi gzeila, it should also be matur legabi carbon. Just legabi carbon, the Rit says, I need a higher level of shinui. A natural shinui won't work legabi carbon, I need something that's not the normal type of shinui. An unnatural shinui, not the normal growth, like a tlen, an ayil, or a leida. I need something that's out of the ordinary type of shinui to make a shinui legabi carbon. But the Yisrael, the Rit holds that any shinui legabi carbon, even though it's right to be a carbon, will be matir. That's legabi the sugya of shinui. The next topic of the Gemara is the topic of Reish Lakish. Hamishtacha bele dekel lavu ma'o le mitzvah. We're talking about it. What's the din of a lulav that was nevad b'mechuber? Is it kosher le mitzvah or not? As the Gemara speaks out, we're talking about a case when it was not netzar lehedyot, and still maybe legabi gavoya, just like legabi gavoya, we have it said that it answers. Also legabi mitzvah, that a mitzvah is also like a tzerech gavoya, and also it's possible legabi mitzvah. So the Rishonim have a question: from the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Rava says in Sukkah daf lamed aleph mebeis that lulav shel asheira lo yitol yim notol kosher yotza because mitzvahs lavli henus nitnu. Even though it's a lulav shel asheira is aser b'hana, but if you use it for your lulav, you're yotzei day mitzvah because mitzvahs lavli henus nitnu. And the key of mitzvah is not called the hana, and therefore you're makayin the mitzvah. So by there it's before that you're yotzei, and by us the Gemara is a sofik. Whether it's kosher or not. Hey, Rava says it's your yotzei. How do we shtim our Gemara with the Gemara in Sukkah? So Teisa by us in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, Teisa says that the question in the Gemara by us is only lechatchila. Avad b'di'evad your yotzei because mitzvah zav lehonis mitzvah. The question is it even maybe to be mutra lechatchila to take it? Because the lulav never became asr b'chlal. We're talking about a lulav which was never netzar lehedya. There Rava is talking about a lulav shalash sheira, which was taken netzar lehedit. It became an asher, however an asher becomes asher, not to mitchila lekach, whatever the tzir is. Here we're talking about a lulav which was never netzar lehedit. So was teren b'chlal the Israel the shem nevar legabi mitzvah, say that lechatchila you shouldn't take it. Or no, or you can even take it lechatchila. That's what Tosfos Vayos learns the suffix of the Gemara. However, Teisa in Sukkah and the Flamen Alvim Abiz and the Ramban by us learned that the Nidan of the Gemara is even Bidiyavid. The subject of the Gemara by us of Reish Lakish is even Bidiyavid. So how do we work that out with the Gemara in Sukkah? So just to speak out more clearly the question, the Gemara in Sukkah is dealing with the problem of because it's Usher Bahana, so you can't even Mekayim a Mitzvah. That was the Tzad to say. Gemara in Sukkah and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches, many Gemaras that a mitzvah that's done with Yisuri Hanoah should not be a mitzvah pashas because mitzvah baba avera. It should not be called a Q mitzvah b'chlal. And then Rava said no. Rava said you could still be, even though it's asher b'hanah, it's still considered a Q mitzvah because mitzvah sav lihenis and the mitzvah is not called the hanah, and therefore you're yotzei the mitzvah. That was the nidun of the Gemara there. But in our Gemara, there's a unique problem by avodah zarah. By regular Yisuri Hanoah, we don't have this problem. There's a unique problem in Avodah Zarah of the Psul Nevar. Just like there's a Psul Nevar that was said to Gavoya by a Behema. Mars is something that also by Mechubar, it was said a Psul Nevar, to Asher as a carbon, we saw it yesterday, that the Avonim to the Mizbeach. And now Reish Lakish takes it one step further to say that just like the Psul Nevar was said Legabe Gavoya, it was also said Legabe Mitzvahs. In Cain, the reason you can't mekayin the mitzvah is the unique problem in Avodah Zarah. That kilu, it's not a chesed shel mitzvah bichlal. It's posel for mitzvahs. Something that was never is posel for mitzvahs. So that's the question of the Gemara. That's the nidun of the Gemara by us. So again, Tais by us learned that that's only a lechatchil type of problem. B'diavad avadu yoytze. Nevad will never posel the mitzvah b'diavad. Even though it could posel the korban b'diavad, but it won't posel the mitzvah b'diavad. That's what Tais in Avodah Zarah learns. But Tesis in Sukkah and the Ramban learn that no, that like Pshut Pashas of the Gemara, that the Psul of Nevan can pass all the mitzvah even b'diavad. But Lamaisa Rav and Sukkah says not that way. Rav and Sukkah says that Lamaisa yotz with an Asheru. So Rabbeinu Tam in Sukkah says that Rav is talking about after your mevatalat. Your mevatal the goy was mevatal the Avodah Zarah. It's no longer called an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, there's no Psul Nevan because it's Eis Avodah Zarah. That's why Rav holds that you're yotz. Because it's not an Avodah Zarah. The Gemara by us is talking about before Bittul. But it's a question whether it's the Psul of Nevad was said by Mechubar. I know if you're Rabbeinu Tam, if you're a lulav that's cut off from the tree, that a person is Ovid it, and there is no Bittul, so for sure it's Pasul. For sure it's Pasul, because the Psul of Nevad applies to mitzvahs. Sure, it's possible. The Gemara in Sukkah that says Yoytze is talking about when there was a bittul. So it's not. There's no Avodah Zarah bichlal. So there's no Avodah Zarah bichlal. It's pukah the shame Avodah Zarah. So then you could be Yoytze. You're taka Yoytze. The Gemara by us is also talking about when there's no bittul. Yisrael cut it off. Where there's no bittul. Just the question of the nidan is, was the psul said on mechubar or not? But on Tolush, Avada the Psul was said, and you're not Yetzi B'diyevet. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. That's what Rabbeinu Tam sets up the picture. The Ramban, as we mentioned, also learns the Sufik as being a Sufik B'diyevet. Priyagas and Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu said, no, that it will be a psul, then bittul won't be mafkia the psul. Like by Gavoya, the Rabban says, that mukse nevar or usr, and even bittul isn't matcha them. The Rabban said that about if it would be chal psul, then bittul won't be matcha. So we can't explain Rava and Sukkah that the reason it's mutter there is because of bittul. No, bittul is not matcha anything. The Rabban learns that there's a machlokes between the Sukkah by us and Rava. Rava holds that even Sher is not Pasul. The Psul Nevad wasn't said on mitzvahs. And Reish Lakish holds that it was. And it's something that even by Mechuber it should be Chal. But the Psul of Nevad was here there's Machlekes, whether there's a Psul Nevad Lagabi Mitzvah or not. But Akubanim, we have here Machlekes between Rabbi Nutam and the Ramban, whether Bittul works, Kabi Arasugya. Rabbi Nutam holds that even though there is a Psul Nevad, but Bittul is Mafkiya the Isser. And the Rambam says that no, the bittul is not mafkiya the yisr. So there's machlokes here, and it also comes out to draw him and had to understand the goof of the sugya. Rabbeinu Tam held that the side of the psul of nevad like abi mitzvahs is the shame nevad because it's an avodah zara. The shame avodah zara is what asers legabi mitzvah. So maybe the Rabbeinu Tam holds that aydei bittul it becomes mutter. Once bittul, there's no more yisr bichlal. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Our Gemara is talking without bittul. Without bittul, so now we want to know. So then, is it b'chol chal hashem nevar on mechuber not? On Tolosh, as we said, about it is chal hashem nevar and it's aser. But on mechuber, is it b'chol chal hashem nevar? But the side of the iser is because of the shem nevar, the shem avayd is on it. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Nutan. But according to the Ramban that argues via side, the Ramban holds that bittul doesn't work for this. You know, the Ramban holds that there's a difference between the Isser of Avodah Zarah LaHedyit and the Isser of Avodah Zarah LaGavoya. The Isser of Avodah Zarah LaHedyit is because right now it's an Avodah Zarah. It's Oymit to be an Avodah Zarah. A person once Oymit something, that was Miyachid, this thing to be an Avodah Zarah, until there's a Bittul. A Bittul says that even though it was an Avodah Zarah, but Mikanu Lahabot, it's no longer an Avodah Zarah. It's meaningless. It no longer has the Yichud of Avodah Zarah. That's bittul. That works like Gavi Hedyit, the Ramban holds. Shingin Lagavi Gavoya, Lagavi Gavoya, I'm not looking at right now, the thing is Oymid for Avodah Zarah or not Oymid for Avodah Zarah. Once it was Nas Avodah Zarah, Pamachas, it became an Avodah Zarah. So that said, that answers it to Oylem Lagavi Gavoya. Lagavi Gavoya, the Ramban later on calls it Mos. Lagavi Gavoya and Lagavi Mitzvahs, once something was, one point it was Chalin and Avodah Zarah, so that's always going to stay. I don't need that right now. It's oymit for me, just like Reveya and Nirva and all these things. Something I was onto it one time, asters it forever. It doesn't. That's a change what it's oymit for the thing, but a one-time act can aster it forever because that's at that point it was a Nirva, so it's always called the Nirva Lagabe Gavoya. So Lagabe Nevad is the same thing. If at one point it was a Nevad, so it's always a Nevad. That chain that was chalin is never going to change Lagabe Gavoya. The Isser of Hedyut of the Isser Hedyut of Avodah Zarah, it's only in right now, today. Is this thing, do people look at it like an Avodah Zarah? They don't look at it like an Avodah Zarah. If someone was Mevatel it, so now it's no longer Oymit to be an Avodah Zarah. But it was an Avodah Zarah yesterday. But being an Avodah Zarah yesterday doesn't make it Usher today. That's the Klal by Hedyut. But Lagabi Gavoya, once it was an Avodah Zarah yesterday, so then Usher is Lo'ilo. Lagabi Gavoya, it's enough one time Isser that was onto it one time to ask it forever. So it's true I do need the Shem Nevad according to Ramban, and that's why there's a Safek by an Elon whether it's Chal Shem Nevad or not. I am looking for the Shem Nevad. Even the Ramban agrees. But the question between the Ramban and the Rebbeinu Tam, am I looking for the Shem Nevad right now? Or I'm looking for something that was once a Nevad? Rebbeinu Tam holds that once at one point it was Chal Shem Nevad. Sorry, the Ramban holds. Once at one point it was Chal Shem Nevad. So then, the Olam gives it a shame Nevad Lagabi Gavoya. I don't care what it's Oymi for right now. That's the definition of the Nevad Lagabi Gavoya. And Rabbeinu Tam holds no, Beisoid Gavoya is like Hedyit. Just like Hedyit, the shame Nevad is Mitl Tali Vekai, it can change. And Bittul can be Mafkia the shame Nevad. Also, Lagabi Gavoya can be Mafkia the shame Nevad. And that's why therefore Rabbeinu Tam holds that Nevad will talk about Matra the Yisr. Oh. That's Lagabi, this topic of Reish Lakish. By the din of by mechuber, whether there's a psul of Gabi mitzvahs, but then the Gemara brings that Rav Dimi had the question a little bit differently. He had the question that is talking about an Asherah Shebitla. And the topic of the Gemara is whether Yesh Dichei Eitzel Mitzvahs. So the Chacham Mefurish in the Gemara here, that Bitl works to Miafkiya the Isser. And that even though there's an Isra Lagabe Mitzvah, but if you're because you're Mevalta the Asherah, so then the Isser is Paka. Here this is a Gemara Mefurish, just like Rabbeinu Tam, that Bitl works to Miafkiya the Isra Lagavaya. So the Ramban, it's a problem on the Ramban. The Ramban Lamais answers this question. Ramban says that Lo'olam Rav Dimi argues on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was Mechadesh, even in a case when the Elon did not become Asr Lahedyat, maybe it's Asr Lagavaya. Ramban says, no, Rav Dimi is clear, he's talking about a case when it's already Asr Lahedyat. Rav Dimi holds that if it would be Asr, just if the case when it would not be Asr Lahedyat, it's for sure Mutzer Lagavaya. Mutzer for Mitzvah. Rav Dimi is talking about a case when it's Asr Lahedyat. And then he's a question whether it's nidcher or not. The Ramban is former Divya Ramban. The Rav Dimi also argues on Rava that Rava holds that Rava says in Sukkah that you b'diavad you're yotze with the lulav shel Asherah. Rav Dimi holds that you're not yotze with the lulav shel Asherah. Our whole Gemara here is not like Rava. Our whole Gemara is arguing on Rava and holds that you're not yotze with the lulav shel Asherah. So the dicho here is because at the time that it was an Asherah, it was takanat roi for a mitzvah. Here we need the Isser of Asherah lehedyat to Aser. Reish Lakish held that there's a unique Isser legavaya. So on that the Ramban says, on that the Bittul is never going to be mafkia. Just like all Isserim legavaya, Bittul will never be mafkia. But Rav Dimi, that argued on Reish Lakish, said there's no unique Isser legavaya that applies even without Isser lehedyat. The only Isser legavaya is because of Isser lehedyat. So then it's only when it's actually Asher Lahedyat. So then it's your Mevatalit, so Mikanu Lahaba it's Mutter. The only problem was at a certain, at before the Bittul, so then it was not Roy for Mitzvah. So that's the question of Dicho Yetzel Mitzvahs. So just to clarify and to summarize, that Rabbeinu Tam holds that even on the unique Psul that was said Lagabi Gavoya, that on the Sadik of Reish Lakish, which is dealing with the unique Psul that was said Lagabi Gavoya, Lagabi Lahedyat it's Mutter. But it's still a psul that was said legabi gavaya or mitzvahs. Also, on that bittul works. And the Ramban holds no. We're talking about the unique psul of that of gavaya and mitzvahs. So bittul doesn't mafki isn't mafkiya. But in a case when we need to command to the psul of the hedyot, like according to Rav Dimi, so then it's only totally when it's mutar lahedyot or asher lahedyot. So then bittul works to mafki asher lahedyot. But that's, again, back to the Sofik of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi has a Sofik whether Yesh Dichei Mitzvahs or Ein Dichei Mitzvahs. So as we mentioned before, according to the opinion of Taisa Bayas in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Taisa holds that the whole Nidun of the Gemara Bayas is only Nidun of Lechatchila. Because B'diavad you're for sure Yoytze, because Mitzvahs Lav Lehonis Nitnu. So you have to say that the Sofik of Rav Dimi was a question of Lechatchila. Is there a Dichei, the whole Nidun is, can you use it Lechatchila? So what was the Rav Dimi Sofik? At a certain time I could not use it. So now even though I can use it, but because at that time I could not use it, so I can never lechatchila use it. Even though I will always be yotze b'diavad. The Ritva is bothered by this. The Ritva asks it as brings out the Ha'ara, the question, that Mechor the Psul of Dichoy is a Psul. Dichoy is what Yisrael did that's learned by Karbonis. It was said by Karbonis as a Psul. That a Karbon that was once Psul is always Psul. It's according to Taiz Bayaz, it applies even in a case when you're going to be, when you will be yotze b'diavad. And the only question is a question of lechatchila, but because right now you could not use it lechatchila, so in the oilam it applies that din that you could not use it lechatchila. That comes out from the sugya of Yitaisis. That is an interesting chiddush. But there's another very fascinating point though about this subject of the Gemara by Dichoy by Ashira. Hare an Ashira is puzzle when it's mechubar lakarka, which we're talking about. It's an Ashira. Ashira that's mechubar lakarka. That's what makes it Asherah to make it possible as a lulav. The klal by dicho is dicho only applies to things when they're in the time that it's roy for the kima mitzvah. Gemara says in Sukkah that it's dicho is only once it becomes sukkis. Or inside that you may need to put it into the eged in order to have a psul dicho. But before it's roy for a mitzvah, so it's not shaykh the psul dicho b'chla. L'chayro, we don't have any better example of something that's not right for a mitzvah than a mechubar. A lulav when it's on the tree, it's not a lulav b'chol. You can't make kind of mitzvah with it. It's not b'chol in the matzav of kiyama mitzvah. So what do I care that at that time it wasn't royal mitzvah? As long as it, when I'm toilish it, it becomes roy for a mitzvah. So that's good enough. And I have mefurish in Rashi by Yos that the mevato the ashera when it was still mechuber. Meaning you could have tried to be nidchak, maybe that you cut it off and then you mevatel it. I don't know how it's sheikh bittel after it's cut off, but Rashi is mefurish that Rashi did maschal ashera. We're talking about the bittel happened when the tree was still mechuber la karka. So right now it's entirely mufka from being a mitzvah. How can you? Why is it shaykh right now? The inyan of dichu. So, the Emes of Shlomo Eger in Erechaim Simin Chav Gimel brings a raya from our Gemara, and it's after Mekayin the mitzvah Dalamin the b'mechuber. So the question in the Achrayim: what happens if you have a Esther Gera Hadas growing on an Otzit Nokuv? An Otzit Nokuv is considered mechuber. Can you Mekayin the mitzvah with that? You pick it up in your hand. You pick up the whole pot that has the etzer growing in it. Can you mekayin the mitzvah? Is there a psalm mechuber for the dalaminim need to be detached from the ground, or could they even be attached to the ground? So Shlomo Eger brings a raya from our Gemara that you could be yetzeh, because it's not that it would not be shayach the psalm dichui. Why is it the Eger Chiddush already? It says in the Tzlach in the Sechah Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Aleph that you could be yetzeh dalaminim with an otzitz nokuf. And the Prima Gaudium in Simin Tov Reish Nun Gimel and the Bikuri Yaakov in Simin Tov Reish Nun Aleph. Nistabku b'zeh. Whether you could be yetzeh the mitzvah. Since then, but says Rav Shlomo Eger that from our Gemara it's muchach that you could be yetzeh the mitzvah. Because without that, it would not be shayach dichui. Raya Gedoyla. However, in Sefer Shalmei Toida, in Sukkot, Simin Lamites, he says that it's totally. Why can you not be mekayin the mitzvah of, why could you or cannot be mekayin the mitzvah of Dalamin and when it's mechuber? He says, if you say that there's a problem of mechuber that's not called a pri, so Terry says you take a pri etz hadar. Asher has to be a pri. Calls on that it's mechuber la karka. It's not called a pri. It's called karka. If there is such a tzad, then he says you're right. Then there's no tzad that there wouldn't be shaykh of sol dichoy when it's not bechlal when it's karka. I just see. I you know it looks like an esher, but really in din it's karka. So then it's not shaykh of sol dichoy. So it must be that be'etzem it's already called a dal and minim. Even though they're mechubar, but he says it could be that lemaisa you're not yetzei the mitzvah. It could be that the mitzvah of lekicha to take means something has to be taken by me. That it's in my hands. If I'm taking karka, that's not called taking. That's called schlepping. I pulled karka from here to there. It's not called that I took karka. Even though lemaisa I'm picking up the otzitz nokuv, but if it's considered karka, then it's never considered a lekicha. I'm just moving around karka. It's not called lekicha. Has to be that I'm one holding it. Karka is by definition not being held by the person, not being uplifted by the person. So he says it could be that lemaisa you're not yoyte the mitzvah dalaminim when they're mechuber because it's lacking a maisa lekicha. But it still be a psul dichui. A psul dichui needs that it has to be a dalaminim. If these things are dalaminim, just. They're not in a state that you could be mekayim and then the mitzvah because it would be lacking a lekicha. It could still be chalim the psul dichui because it's called a lulav. It has a shem lulav on it. If it's already called a lulav and it's not roy because it's an asherah, so then it could be nifsa with dichui. But if it's true, if there be a tzad, it's not called a lulav bichlal. Bikur Yankov brings a tzad that posh is not called a pri or it's not called a lulav. What it's mechuber lakarka. So that's muchach in the Gemara that it must be that it's called a pri. But it could still be that it's lacking in your ability to mekayin the mitzvah of lulav with it. Because it's not a lekicha. But the psul dichui doesn't need that it's right for the mitzvah right now. Psul dichui needs that, at least what it needs is that it should be considered a lulav. Your technical problems in mekayin the mitzvah don't affect whether it would be chalan at a psul dichui or not. Arkan.
As we turn to Mamzayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah is talking about if, let's say, there's a wall between my property and someone else's, a bayis shel Yisrael that has a wall of Avodah Zarah on the other side, and it's mechza al mechza, and then the wall breaks down. So the Mishnah tells us that the stones and the wood and the dirt is metame kisheret, shenem shakas tishaksenu. Rabbi Kiva holds that it's metame b'masa, like a nida. And Rashi says, even though part of it was the yids and part of it was the Avodah Zarah, so why is the part that's the yids also? Zakt Rashi, afil chelkei lufisha ein breira. Even though it's half his and half the guy's, the whole set of bricks and such are going to be metame because of Tumas Avodah Zarah. and Ein Breira. And the Ran and the Rav and Bartanur and the Mishnayos, they all say this. So it's famous that Taisus Yontov over here asks, I don't understand. We're talking about a Darabonon. Thomas Avei Dezara is Darabonon. And by Darabonon we know, the halacha is we paskin, that by Deraisa Ein Breira, but Darabonon Yesh Breira. So if we're talking about Thomas Avei Dezara Darabonon, why does Rashi and all the Rishonim say that it's Ein Breira? L'chair, it's only Darabonon, it should be Yesh Breira. Zach the Taisus Yontov, Chumrad Avei Dezara Shani. That Avei Dezara is much more common, even if other Darabonans, you would say that Yesh Breira, but not by Chumra of Avei Dezara. And you find the concept of Chumra Avei Dezara many places here in the Masechta. Truth is, however, that the Ritva over here, up on earth, he writes on the bottom of Mamzayim and Alf, the B'deraisa Ein Breira. In other words, he says like Rashi that it's Ein Breira on the stones and the dirt and everything, but he says the B'deraisa Ein Breira. So what the Tosfos Yontov is asking that it's Darabonon, and he answers Chumrat Avei Dezara, the Ritva Taka says it's Deraisa. So why is it Ein Breira? Not because it's Darabonon and it's Avei Dezara, because it's Deraisa Mamash. And Pashtus, I would have said that that's what Rashi means, now that we have the Ritva. However, the Rashash already stills to the Gemara later on Unbeis Amad Aleph, when he talks about this Rashi, that the Gemara says at one side over there, that if Tumas Avei Dezara is Darabonon, Mishum Chumra Avei Dezara, Shavyua Ketumah Deiraisa. That even though the Tumas is only Darabonon, because of Chumra Avei Dezara, Shavyua Ketumah Deiraisa. So maybe we could allow ourselves to think that Ritva and Rashi and the Taisus Yontov all go together hand in hand. That the Taisus Yontov, the way the Rashash perceives it, is with the Gemara on Unbeis, that since Tumas Avei Dezara, albeit the Rabbanon, but Chumrat Avei Dezara makes it that Shavyu Ketumah Deiraisa. Maybe the Ritva is saying that Deiraisa Ein Breira, because this Tumas Avei Dezara, the Rabbanon, has a din of Chumrat Avei Dezkechavim to make it Deiraisa. Now the truth is that the Rambam says in Perek Vav and Avos HaTumah Halacha Aleph that Tumas Avei Dezara is the Rabbanon, and he brings a smach from the pasuk in Vayishlach Hasiru Lehei Anechar, a smach. But Avada Meikra Adin, it's the Rabbanon. And even Taisus and Sanhedrin Daf Yud Beis sounds like that it was a gzera of Tumas Avei Dezara from way back when, you know, in the days of Chizkiyah and as I state in the Eshkol and Siman and Aleph, that there was a Tumas Avei Dezara way back. Even if it's a gzera chamura and a keduma, but l'chayra, a deraisa, we're not going to be able to make it. So l'chayra, we have a ritva that says that why is it Ein Breira over here? Because it's deraisa. And we're saying that maybe it means because of the chumra of Avei Dezara. However, lulei the Taisus Yontov, l'chayra, there's another couple of points here. Number one is when we have a shayla about these stones, and you want to know if there's tumas Avei Dezara, the question is, are they Avei Dezara stones or not? It's not just a question whether it's tamei or not. Are they Avei Dezara stones or not? So the answer is, well, half was and half wasn't, that we don't know what's what. So it's a suffix that rises out, l'yidvak biyadcha ma'uma, if these stones are Avei Dezara. It's not just a shayla about the Tumah Derabanan, it's a shayla inherently, whether these stones are Avei Dezara stones or not. So that's a suffix that rises, which is obviously going to go l'chumra, and there's going to be Ein Breira on that. So a couple of points. First of all, the whole shayla of Tumah Avei Dezara could be, is in Gansin Tolui, it's completely, you know, based on whether or not it's Avei Dezara or not. The question about whether the stones are Avei Dezara, are they from the Goy, David Avei Dezara, or from the Yid, Ein Breira by a Shaila of Avei Dezara Deiraisa. And once you do that, it's already locked up and tied up that the stones are Avei Dezara. And once they're Avei Dezara, so they're going to have the din of Tumas Avei Dezara. Those things go together, they're part and parcel, and you can't split them. So even if you hold that by Derabbanan it's Yesh Breira, but over here maybe you would say Ein Breira because it's Deiraisa. Another beautiful pshat in the Ritva, the Deraisa Ein Breira, because it's all Toli and this Avei Dezara. And even if you'll say that it's not one shaila, it's two separate questions, you still might have the concept where something that was related to a Deraisa, and it was a something Deraisa, and it was Nisgalgal, and became Negeyat Derabbanan, where you find in the Yerideya Kofiud, and the Marsham I saw over here in the Hargoyis, says this, that since it was a shayla that was negeya deraisa, so as a din of like a deraisa that was nisgalgal, it's not going to have the dinam derabonon, and the kulas derabonon, it wouldn't have a din of safi derabonon lakula, and perhaps it wouldn't have the din of yesh breira as well. As I state in the marsham over here in the Hargoyis. This question might be totally in the shayla, if tumas Avei Dezara is mamish part and parcel with the Avei Dezara itself, or it's a little bit of a separate din. Which is not for now, but if you look on the Afnon Beis Amad Aleph on the bottom and the Ritva over there, there's a shaila about maybe if you could be mevatel the kli legabi the Tumas Avei Dezara, even though the Isser will still remain. There you see that perhaps, you know, the Isser can exist without the Tumah and such. So in other words, we spoke about the Shaila, why do we say over here, Ein Breira, and the Ritva says, Mediraisa, Ein Breira, isn't Tumas Avodah Zarah only Drabbanan? We said that either it just means, Al Tchumah Avodah Zarah, it's like a Deraisa, or because the Tumah and the Isser go together, or because at the end of the day, it started out about a Deraisa, the Shaila, about the Avodah Zarah itself, so the Drabbanan will not be Lakula, will have the Chumras, like a Deraisa, similar to a Safik Deraisa that was Nisgalgal and became a Safik Drabbanan. The truth of the matter is, before we move on, there's another very important kasha here from Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Rabbi Kiva Eiger asks, if you look in the Ran explains over here that we're talking about a situation where it was clear and definitive who owned what prior to the falling of this wall. And if that's the case, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, how could you say Breira? Even Rashi says Ein Breira. But it sounds like if we would be able to apply Breira, then everything would be okay. Why in the world, fracked Rabbi Kiva Eiger in the Mishnayos? Once it was already definitive and defined that I own this chelik and the guy owns that chelik, so how could you do Breira? And he explains and elaborates that once it was known and then later on it's Nisarev, it doesn't make sense to say Breira. And he brings that the Trumas Hadeshin makes this exact point at the end of Siman, Shin Lamed Zayin, and also Taisus already in many places, like in Tamura Lamed Amar Aleph, towards the bottom there, says that when you knew before, then you can't do Breira anymore. And I think the explanation is, because Breira means when two brothers yarshin $1,000, even though they're both supposed to yarshin every single dollar of the thousand, Breira can make that they split it up 500 apiece. We can make an imaginary line that 500 went to Reuven and 500 to Shimon. But if it was known before that this was A and this is B, then you can't just make Breira and switch it up and make a different imaginary line, because there was already a line, and now you just have to know what was that line. Breira normally can't do that. That's Rabbi Kivega's Pella, and a Pella it is. The Gemara over here discusses that you don't want to give the guy extra space, obviously, so you make a Beis Akisei. Obviously, you need to have privacy, so you can't have a Beis Akisei that's open up to the Goyim. So one of the truths in Lamaskona is the Ovid Leila Tinoikis, that you make a Beis Akisei for children. And Rabbeinu Chananel says the Tinoikis less lehus niusa. There's no ending of sneas. Now, obviously, a one-year-old, a two-year-old, and, you know, when babies are being trained, sneas is not that big of an issue. However, there definitely is a concept of chinuch and just, you know, menschlichkeit that we don't promote pritzus even for eight-year-olds and such. So the chariot means very small children. However, there is a malbim in Simen Ches in the Arts of Chaim, Eretz Yehuda Sifkot and Dalad, that he brings a raya from this Gemara that there's no tznius by children. But of course, that depends how little they are, like we find in other Gemaras. Just you have to know, let's say the Gemara in Megillah of Dalad and Medbeis, about if a katan is ain't a kari mishum kvayra tzibra, is that a raya that there's no Indian of tznius? Just wanted to point out that it's interesting that over here we see, and the Malbim points it out, that they definitely don't have the same guidelines in young children of tznius. The next Mishnah, Shloi Shabbat and Hain, begins, Bayis Shabonim Mitchilu L'Avedis Kechov Mareza Oser. So Rashi says that you built the Bayis L'Chatchila, the original construction was for Avedis Zara, then it's Oser, it's a base Avedis Zara. So the Gemara right away says that we see that Rav says that Mishtachvel Abayis is Osroi. That if one bows down to Abayis, it's also because Tolosh Vilu B'Sayv Chivroi has a din like Tolosh, because if it had a din like a Mechuber, then it wouldn't become Nasar, like we had earlier on Memhei. The Mishnah says Bonnie, it sounds like Bonnie only and not if you bow down to it later. And the Gemara says, no, both. Either you bow down to it, or you build it. You don't need both, either or. We'll make it a base of a Zara, and Avada it has a din, like Rav saying, like Tolish in that regard. We'll get back to this concept later. But with regard to the actual translation of the case of Vayis Shabani Mitchil Avedis Kechav, Mr. Rashi said that he built it Meikara for Avedis Zara. And Taisis in the Ramaskal Bayis brings the Rashi, and basically he says, B'yofa Kivan. He promotes Rashi's pshat. What happened is here that there are two ways that you could have explained this bias, Shabbana L'Avedis Kechavim, and Rashi is saying one of them, and Taisis is saying that it's a good choice not to say the other one. What are the two ways? Either that this bias is a base Avedis Zara itself, it's literally an Avedis Zara, or it's just a bias that you're using as a Meshamshay Avedis Zara. We know, obviously, all over Kalat Slamim and Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that there are numerous different fundamental tracks of Avodah Zarah. There's Avodah Zarah itself, there's Tekrivus, and there are Meshamshe. Meshamshe means when you have a broom or some type of other a utensil or a house which is going to house sketchkes or whatever type of thing that Avodah Zarah needs, that's not Avodah Zarah itself, it's Meshamshe. Taisis is saying that Rashi, rightfully so, explained our Mishnah that it's not talking about Meshamshe, it's talking about Avodah Zarah itself. Just at the end, Taisis takes issue with Rashi, that Rashi says, the way Taisis is Medayik, it sounds like Rashi's saying that really it was a Meshamshe, just while it was a Meshamshe, they also bowed down to it. And Taisis says, no, it's talking about where it was ideally made just for, solely made, I should say, just for bowing down to it, for being Avodah Zarah, and not just as a Meshamshe. And not just as a, oh, by the way, becoming a Avodah Zarah via Meshamshe. But in any event, Rashi and Taisis both agree that we're not talking about Meshamshe, that it's just a house that's housing Avodah Zarah, if you will. And they just have a small machlokes about the details. But while Taisis is talking about that, it's talking about Avodah Zarah and not Meshamshe, Taisis says that his primary reason why he's happy with this, and in other words, that's probably Pshat and Rashi, why can't we talk about a base Avodah Zarah, Meshamshe Avodah Zarah? Why not? Zok Taisis, because the Gemara sounds like, even though there's a machlekes, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, if an Avodah Zarah only becomes osur when you serve it or right away, later on Daf Nun Aleph on base, but everybody agrees in unison that when you're talking about a Meshamshe, it's not osur until you serve it. And in our sugya, you don't have to serve it, because then you wouldn't have to have chotzva mitchil l'klach in the sugya of stones coming up, and in our sugya you wouldn't either need yishtach avoya. And Taisa says, I have a raya, because gabe tefillin it says tzar beiv l'yazmenei. So since we see by tefillin that tzar beiv l'yazmenei is aser blives a hazmana in brachas chav gimel, so that's how I know that meshamshe can become aser even without having a preparation and a designation originally for that purpose. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is bewildered by the obvious bomb. Why did Taisus have to mimercha kevi lachmoi from a sugi and brachas? If you're talking about a shaila, if you could become usher even without being served, or more importantly, with serving the Avodah Zarah, even if it had not been chotzvan mitchilikach, it hadn't been originally created for that. So in our mission, in our Gemara itself, we just mentioned, the Gemara says that ishtach of alfa pishloi bana is usher. So Taisus could have brought from our Gemara itself that if you bow down to a house of Avodah Zarah, it's usher, even if it wasn't built l'chatchila for that purpose. Why does Taisus have to prove from by tefillin, where we see that sarbei is usher, even if it wasn't originally prepared and designated for that? What does Taisus see there more than here? That's Rabbi Kivagis Kasha, and he leaves it here in the Gilyan Hashas as a tzarchin. I was wondering if perhaps Taisus opted to bring the raya from tefillin rather than the raya from our Gemara locally, because there's a very big difference between Avodah Zarah and Meshamshe. First of all, we know that Meshamshe obviously is only serving the Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah itself is Avodah Zarah itself. But second of all, inherently, in, by definition, an Avodah Zarah, by being an Avodah Zarah, by being served as an Avodah Zarah, would obviously much quicker be able to become an Avodah Zarah. Whereas a Meshamshe, maybe by just using it once, I might have thought that not as quickly does it get a din of Meshamshe Avodah Zarah with all the chumras of Meshamshe Avodah Zarah. I could have entertained the possibility that Avodah Zarah itself, just by serving it once, even if it wasn't created and designated for that, bowing down to it makes it an Avodah Zarah. Bowing down to a house will make it a base Avodah Zarah. But not necessarily is that a proof that using an Avodah Zarah, using an item for Avodah Zarah once, which was not prepared, designated, and muzman for that, will make it a Meshamshe. Maybe there I would have thought, since Meshamshe is a little bit of a, more of a watered-down type of Isser, by just being a use for Avodah Zarah, maybe just using it once would an answer it. Maybe it would have to be that it was designated for that and then used. And if that's the case, so then in our Gemara, where we're talking about an Avodah Zarah, the way Taisus has been describing from beginning to end in the Rashi and himself, that our sugya of bias shaboni litchila avedizar means that it's avedizar mamash. And on that, the Gemara says, if you built it and you didn't serve it, or you served it and you didn't build it, it becomes avedizar. But when Taisis is discussing that I opted to learn our sugya like Rashi, that we're talking about avedizar and not about mashamshei, Taisis has to entertain that mashamshei is an entity of itself. And Taisis is talking about in mashamshei itself, could it just become also by being used? Or does it have to have a preparation and a hazmana? So you can't prove from the fact that Mishtach V'Labayis is also, even if it wasn't Muzman, and Bonim Mitchil Lekach, because that's an Avodah Zarah Atzmoy, not a Mishamshei. So Taisis had to prove that even by Inyone of Vishtamshus, like Tashmishei Tfilin Lahavdol Alfei Avdolos, you see that even without being Muzman and prepared for it, but if it was just once used, it already gets Kedusha. So there I see that a Tashmish or Mishamshei can become a Mishamshei just by being Mishamish once, even if it wasn't Chotzva Mitchil Lekach, Bonim Mitchil Lekach, perhaps. And as they state, I found in the Chazon Ish, in Siman Samach, Sifkot and Yodalf. To answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. That the Mishnah continues, Saide v'kaide lo'avedes kechov v'chidesh, noitam ha'shachidesh. So we'll get more to this Saide v'kaide with regard to the bias and the Evan together at the end of the shir. But just a couple of points. First of all, Rashi Dibra Maskel, noitam ha'shachidesh in the middle, says, V'afal pish le'bit lo'avedes kechov v'yafilu hoysa shal Yisrael mumar, shein avedes kechov v'shalei b'teilo. Rashi says very interesting. We know that Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri is Yesh Labitol. A Goy can be Mavatal Avodah Zarah. A Yid cannot be Mavatal Avodah Zarah. What about a Yisrael Mumer? Who's a Yid, but he's obviously a Mumer. Rashi says clearly, Ein Avodah Zarah Sheloi B'Telo. We know, we always say, Avo Pishachotu Yisrael Hu, that a Yisrael Mumer is a Fartik Yisrael, and Memelo, Rashi is saying Shapir that his Avodah Zarah is not going to be bottle, just like a regular Yisrael. However, the Rambam says in Perek Beis Halacha Hey from Avodah Zarah that Yisrael Oivet Avodah Zarah Hareu Kigoy L'chol Devorov. And the question is, how far does that go? The Mishnah's Chacham elaborates on this on page Ayin Zayin Amid Beis in the old Sefer Mishnah's Chachamim, and he speaks about if we say that a Yisrael, the Sefer Avodah Zarah, has a din like a goy, mamash, completely, even lekula, that you could have bittul or not, perhaps that would be in contrast to the Shitas Rashi, that Avodah Zarah shel mumer also is ein lo bittul. The Taz speaks about this in Siman Kuf Lamates, as well as in Siman Kuf Memhei, in Sifkan Vav in Yerideya, and there's an Avnei Nezer that brings down from the Rashi here, in Siman Kuf Chavdalid, that Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael mumer is Ein Labitl. There is a famous Chassam Sefer in the Hagoyis Tarechayim Siman Lamates that seems to hold that if somebody is a really severe mumer, they could actually lose their status of Yisrael. You know, and one has to wonder if that has to do with the sugya as well, that maybe his Avodah Zarah would have bittul, just like the Rambam sounds like. However, it's possible that even if you don't say like the Chassam Sefer's Chiddush, that maybe with regard to Avodah Zarah, it would be different. And that needs more work with the depths and the anatomy of the din that Avodah Zarah shel Nochri is Ein Labitl. We're not going to elaborate on that more right now. Now, in the actual memra of Rav here in the middle of the Omer, HaMashtach V'Labayis Osrei Alma Kasavar Tolosh V'Labasev Chivroi Ketolosh Domei, that Tolosh V'Labasev Chivroi is Ketolosh Domei. First of all, it's very important just to point out for a second, you know, we all take an assumption that a bias is like the epitome of karka. It's attached to the ground for all it's worth, and it's a piece of land. But the truth of the matter is that we find in Chazal time and time again that Tolosh V'Labasev Chivroi, which means a house, which is not, you know, like a mountain or karka that has been here for years and years, basically bricks, cement, and stone and wood was taken and built into a house. It's Tolosh V'Labasev Chivroi. It's like if you took a chair and, you know, fastened it to the ground with cement. It's Tolosh V'Labasev Chivroi. In our Gemara, the Gemara says it's like Tolosh. In fact, the Shach has a long elaboration in Chosh Mishpat Siman Tzadikei. Legabe, if you ain't ishban al kfir shivit karkois, what's the halacha about a house? And we find also Lagabe Hilchas Shaimrim that there's no din of Shaimrim on Avodim Ishtaris as well as Karkois. What about a house? Maybe it's not Karka. There's a Magen Avram about this in Tafresh Lama Zayin. Talish Vilabasev Chibre is a serious matter, and a house might not at all be Karka Lahalacha. A very important point to bring home. Again, not necessarily is your home Metalat Lin, it might be Karka, but I just want to drive home the point that it's a big shaila and contingent on the sugya and on the psak halacha. Now, with regard to Talish v'Lebesev Chivrei, Taisus discussed it a little bit earlier, Amem Heyam and Beis, and there's an interesting Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam Paskins in Perek Ches Halacha Hey of Me'ila, which is really a sugya in Me'ila Dav Chof, that if you have a house, there's no Me'ila in the house. Because just like in Me'ila B'Karkois, like the Gemara learns out in Me'ila Daf Yud Ches, there's not going to be any Me'ila on a house, on a Talish V'Lebesoif Chibroi. So the Rambam seems to clearly be saying that Talish V'Lebesoif Chibroi has a din of Me'ila, has a din of Karka, I should say, and doesn't have a din of Me'ila. With regard to Ilchis Me'ila, Talish V'Lebesoif Chibroi is deemed as Karka. Nevertheless, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Rambam paskins that Tolish v'Lebesayf Chibroi has a din of Tolish, like the Memra of Rav in our Gemara, which is an obvious contradiction. Says the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, that even though the Rambam paskins that Tolish v'Lebesayf Chibroi is a din of Mechuber, however, with regard to Avodah Zarah, Chumra d'Avodah Zarah Shani, and his Machmer that has a din of Avodah Zarah, like a Tolish, unlike a Mechuber. We had the Mishnah earlier, Memheyam Ralef, Elaheyam Alaharim, that Karka does not get Nesar with Avodah Zarah. Tolish L'Vasev Chibroi, we're Machmer like Metaltan because of Chumrat Avodah Zarah. That's the Kesef Mishnah. And I'm not going to elaborate right now on all the Tolish L'Vasev Chibroi's, the main sugyas in Chulin Daf Tazayin, that the Gemara says, L'Gabe Avodah Zarah, it's like Tolish, and Lagabe Hechshazram, it's a machlokes, and then the Gemara declares, what about Lagabe Shchita? Does Talish v'Lebesayf Chibroi have a din like Metalton or Karka? Lagabe the Sakin of Shchita? And there are major contradictions in the Paiskim, like the Prisha elaborates over there in Simon Vav. There's an interesting Trumas Adeshin in Simon Peites. Can you use Talish v'Lebesayf Chibroi for Schach, even though it can't be Mechuber? I just wanted to point out one local point for Kol Hatzlamim here, and that is as follows. Pardon me. The guidelines of Karka and Metaltalin in Perek Kol Hatzlamim are not necessarily comparable to the guidelines of Talish V'Sev Chibra and Kol Tarekula. Even though we had a Tzad HaShava earlier on Daf Mem Vav, by the case of Avnei Harsh and Nadaldalu, the Rashi and everything, but basically, the sugya of Avodah Zarah, like Taisus speaks out explicitly over there, Mehamed Beis Lagavi Ar Sugya, is about Tfisas Yara Adam. Tfisas Yara Adam means, is it something tangible? Is it something that the human can affect and make into an Avodah Zarah? Or is it something removed from him? And not necessarily would the guidelines be the same guidelines as Kol HaTerekula, for example. What if I would suggest that Lagabe ain't Ishpa and Al-Kfiyas Shivit Karkois, and Lagabe that Karka doesn't have Shaimrim, and Lagabe even Hektish that there's no Me'ila by Karka? I would say that a bias, maybe ain't a Chanami, Talosh Vilab Seif Chibroi, has a din of Karka. But Lagabe, Avodah Zarah, that's Talion Tfisis Yara Adam, there, it maybe will still have a din of Talosh, but even that there wouldn't be a contradiction between the Rambam and Hilchas Me'ila and that of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. I may have found years ago in Chidushei Reb Moshe Soloveitchik on the Rambam that he says this chiluk. As we're zeichet to slide down Rav Zayin Amid Beis over here, we come to the three Mishnayos about Shalosh Batim, Shalosh Avonim, and Shalosh Asheris. All three Mishnayos, which are primarily based on the Inyan of Bittul Avedis Kechavim, like Rashi says in the beginning of all three Mishnayos, and like the Gemara says, since we're talking about Bittul, we count two scenarios as one with regard to the common denominator of Bittul. Just a couple of interesting points about this. First of all, Derech Agav. There's a pasuk in Parshas Chayisara. Vayomer Lovan L'Eliezer, Boy Baruch Hashem, Lama Samet Bachutz, V'Anoichi Paniyasi Abayis, U'Mokim L'Gmalam. that Lavan told Eliezer, you can come inside, why would you stay outside? I cleaned out the house from, Rashi says, Panisim Avodas Kechavim. I cleaned out the house from Avodas Zarah. So there's a vart from the Briskerov. It's brought down in the Rinas Yitzchak Madura Tinyana and Parshas Chayesara, as well as the new Shiuri of David Alevi Alatayra on page Nunhei, that he says that obviously a bias that has Avodah Zarah in it is not fit and appropriate for Eliezer Eved Avram, and therefore Lavan was telling him, Panisi Hamokim, that I cleaned it, Panisi Hamayis Hamokim Legmalim from Avodah Zarah. L'chaira, they mean to compare this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you have a bias, which the bias itself is okay, but there are getchkas in there, and you take them out, then the bias, which was serving as a house for the Avodah Zarah, but not it itself being served with Avodah, with Shtach Avodah, just a house for Avodah Zarah, a Mishamshay, then by simply removing it, that is your bittel and you're good to go. That's what the Mishnah says. And presumably, that's what the Briskerov, and others also say this, means to refer to the pasuk that Vanoichi Panisi Amokim Habayis Amokim Legmala means he took out the Avodah Zarah and you're good to go. However, I was very bothered by this for many, many years because the Mishnah here says that if you take out the getchkas, you're mutter. Perfect. The problem is the Ran says over here that that's only when it was there temporarily. But if the bias was a bias that you kept the Avodah Zarah there permanently or kva, significantly, then by just removing them, the Ran says it's not good enough. I read you the Ran over here, page Chav from the base in the Daf Eiran. Im hichnis sham avedis kechavim derech kva, afilam haitzei Yisrael oser, tenasa bayisem asham shal avedis kechavim. So I was wondering that l'chaira, it doesn't help to remove them if they were there for a very significant amount of time. And meichetese to be mechadish, it's not the end of the world, but meichetese to be mechadish that Lavan had only kept the getchkas in the house temporarily. The Pashas would be the exact opposite. I mean, you could say that maybe he had a side house where he kept his guests, and that's where he kept them temporarily, but the Pashas is that he kept them there all the time. We see later on that he brought them back until Rachel stole them. So L'chaira, what does it mean? Panisi Habayis Samachim Lagmalim makes it mutter. However, if you're Medayik in the Ran, and like we said, the Sugi is the Sugi of Bittel, the Ran says, Afilu Maitzia Yisrael Oser. Maybe the Ran means to say that if Yisrael takes it out, it's Aser. Because Yisrael can't do Bittel Avodah Zarah, and this is a form of Bittel. Again, if it was just there temporarily, maybe removing the Avodah Zarah is not even Bittel. It's just basically the whole thing wasn't Avodah Zarah. The only problem was that there was Avodah Zarah there. When you remove them, the house is Mutter. Maybe you don't need the same level of Bittel. And hence, a Yid could also do it. But if it's a Makam Kavul Avodah Zarah, then maybe a Goy would have to do it. If a Goy takes it out, or a Lavan takes the Getchkas out, that might be a Maisa Bittel. And even though, of course, he doesn't seem to have been forsaking the Getchkas, but maybe the bias would become Mutter even according to the Ran. Maybe that's what they mean. And just before we go on, the Rinas Yitzchak blibes Tzarachin at the end of his piece there, that he doesn't understand. It sounds like there's an issue with the Gemalim as well. And why would there be, according to this, an issue with the Gemalim? And he says, Tzarachin, if you look in the Targum, it sounds like he's worried about the Gemalim also. So when the Sefer came out, Rinas Yitzchak Madura Tinyana, I remember I mailed a letter to Rabbi Sirotskin that I think the Peshat in the Targum and this all is Beforish in the Ovester of Nosan at the end of Ferek Ches. It says, Kishem Sha Tzadikim Arishayinu Ayichasidim, Kach Behemtan Ayichasidais. Omru Gemalov Shal Avram Avinu Lenichnesu Lebayis Sheyesh Be'avedis Kechavim, Shanema Vanechi Panisi Abayis Amokim Legmalom. Vanechi Panisi Abayis Mitrofim, Ma Talmud Loimer Amokim Legmalom, Melamed Shalay Nichnesu Lebayis Lovin Arami Atraponokal Avedis Kechavim Vipneim. So the Avester of Nosan clearly is bothered by the Rinas Yitzchak's Kasha and says that it's included in the Chasidis of the Gemalom of Avram Avinu. And now finally we arrive at the sugya of Sayyid Vikayid Noitel Mashachidish. The Mishnah said in the Mishnah of Bayis, Sayyid Vikayid Avedis Kechavim Vichidish Noitel Mashachidish. And then again by the stone, Sayyid Vikayid Shem Avedis Kechavim Noitel Mashachayid Vikayid Umuteris. It sounds like the way the Mishnah and Rashi explain that basically the thing itself, whether it's the Bayis or the stone, is not Osir. And the fellow went and he was sayed, he took lime and he decorated it on the outside, the Shem Avodah Zarah, or he made pictures, and those themselves are going to be usher, and the actual coating of sid that he put, even when it's removed, is going to be usher, because it was done for Avodah Zarah primarily, you know, specifically. However, the Evan and the Bias, which were never intrinsically Nasar, they weren't made for that, and they weren't served in any other way except that he did these renovations, they will be mutter once he removed it. But while they're still there, they're going to be Aser. While the Siyud V'Kiyud is still on top of the Bias or the Evan, it's Aser. Comes Rav Ami in the second of the two Mishnayis, about 8 lines from the bottom, V'husha Siyud V'Kiyud B'Gufa Shalevim. Rav Ami says that he was Siyud V'Kiyud B'Gufa Shalevim. And then the Gemara originally thinks that it's talking about the Isser, that the only time that the Evan is going to be Osir when your Sayyid V'Kayyid is, if it was Begufish 11, he made an engraving, he did something physically, internally into the stone, but if he just did some type of peripheral covering, it would be Mutter Gomer. And later the Gemara says, no, Rav Ami's Chiddush is a Chiddush Lagabi Bittel. That even though we said all over the sugi here, that if you take away Masha Sayyid V'Kayyid, it becomes Mutter. That's only because it was all on top and peripheral. But if you actually did something internal, intrinsic in the stone, then maybe I would have thought that the whole stone is Aser, and it becomes an Avodah Zarah, which can't become Mutter easily and nullified with just removing the coating. Maybe now already it is Pasul and Aser, and you can't be Mavatlit, unless you do the regular Bittel of Avodah Zarah with a Goy. Kamash will on that note. So the Havamina was, we're talking about whether the Isser is possible to have even without going intrinsic. And we thought that only if you do a Chakikah is it Osir, and if not, not. And the Kamash will know that the Rav Ami's Chiddush is about Bittl. Now things get really interesting and complicated when we learn the bottom Taisvus. Taisvus says, B'Shem Diri, that Rav Ami said, B'Husha Sayyid B'Kayyid B'Gufish 11, doesn't just mean that Noitel V'Masha Chiddush V'Suloi, because that we knew all along, that you have to remove the actual coating, the tziurim and the loin. The question was, if you have to do more than that. So it must mean more than that. Zaktaisis, it means, shenoikiv kol ha'evin me'evil le'evir k'neged ha'chidish v'noitel. That you have to actually, let's say you made one line across the middle of either lime or designs. So besides for removing the actual design, it must mean that you have to scrape out all the stone connected that point, opposite that point where the design was. And again, the Ri is proving this because otherwise he would have said that we knew already before that if you remove the coating, you're okay. Now, Rashi explained Rav Ami's member that no, otherwise I wouldn't have to do anything. It would be mutter even while the Sayyid V'Kayyid is there, Rashi says in the Havamin and Rav Ami. Taisus seems to hold not like that, and that's baffling. Is Taisus arguing on Rashi? Now, the Gemara says, Amar Abami, B'Husha Sayyid V'Kayyid B'Gufish 11. And the Gemara had a Havamin that we're talking about whether it's Osir or not without the Sayyid V'Kayyid B'Gufish 11. And the Gemara's Maskana is that no. Of course, Rav Ami is not talking about the Isser, he's talking about the Bittel. But the words of Rav Ami, his statement of B'Husha Sayyid V'Kayyid B'Gufish 11, is Rav Ami's final statement. We didn't play around with the statement. The only question is, with reference to what was it said? Was he saying that the stone is not Nasar at all when there's no Sayyid V'Kayyid B'Gufish 11? Or was he saying that of course the stone becomes also like in the Mishnah by Bias? The only question is whether Bittel works even in a case when he was Sayyid V'Kayyid B'Gufish 11, or does Bittel only work when he did it peripherally without going into the stone? But if he did it into the stone, maybe not. Rav Ami's saying yes. But the actual quote of Rav Ami is the same quote in the Havamin al-Maskana. The reason why I say this is because when you learn the Taisvus, Taisvus does not say that the Ri was referring to Rav Ami's quote Lamaskana or in the Havamina. And the Dibur HaMaskil is obviously on the Havamina. But since it's a frozen memra of Rav Ami, maybe we could say that Taisvus means to explain Rav Ami's memra according to the way the Maskana of our Gemara perceived Rav Ami's memra. Now, if you'll note on the side, the Neidav Yehuda and Azagoy is here, as well as Rabbi Kiva Eger, write Ayin Tshuvas Ramah. I heard once Rav Gustman said, did you look it up? Mitzvah l'shmoya divrei chachamim. For Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Neidav Yehuda come in and say, to look up the Tshuvas HaRamah, then that we must do. The Tshuvas HaRamah in Siman Kuf Yud Daled was asked by Rav David Shane, and there's a quote there from the son of the Maran Lev, that there's a few problems in our Gemara, and perhaps we could say, to answer these problems, that the Ri's point was going l'maskana sagamara with regard to the bittel, not with regard to the havamina. It's interesting that he doesn't ask over there beferish that l'chayra Rashi is mefurish, not like the Ri. Unless you say that the Ri is going l'maskana, then Rashi and the Taisus shtim. He doesn't speak that out at all. But I guess the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara would have been much better if the Ri is only saying Lamaskana. That's not exactly his issue. He asks other questions the Gemara is asking from bias and so on and so forth. And he blipes Tzarechin in front of the Ramah. So in Simen Kuf Tesvav, the Ramah responds, and he's not happy with the whole thing to say that the Ri is going Lamaskana. He says Taisus is going in the Havamina, and the fact of the matter is that the Gemara didn't say Rav Ami's Memra Lagabe Bias, only Lagabe Evan, and the Rif and the Rosh don't bring down the Ri. Apparently the Ri is not Lamaskana, it's only in the Havamina when we're talking about Isser. And the Ramah goes and says that the pshat in Rav Ami's memra, when it says Om Rav Ami v'husha sayed v'kayed v'gufash 11, he means to say that naturally that's the way it's done. That's why the Gemara is saying it only by Evan and not by Bias. And the Gemara is only asking Maishna by Bias. Back and forth over there, it's an arichas to handle all the different manifestations between the Reb David Shein and Tshuva Kuf Yadala there in the Tshuva's Ramah and the response of the Ramah in Zimun Kuf Tesvav. But the punchline is that the Ramaran Lev's son, as well as the Reb David Shein and Zimun Kuf Yadala, held that Taisus is going only Lamaskana, while the Ramah strongly opines that Taisus is only going in the Havamina and not Lamaskana. So basically, at the end of the day, Rashi said that in a case where you just coated the stone and you didn't do anything intrinsically, you wouldn't even have to remove that. The stone is going to be mutter even while the stuff is there. Taisa says that no, of course you would have to remove that. There's no reason to be mechadish. That I, Rav Ami, saying Sayed v'kayed v'gufish 11, that's because that is the way it's normally done. And in that case, Einachanami, you would have to take much more away, according to the Havamina. And the maskana is that no, it's only legabi the bittel. That I would have thought you have to take away the whole animal, the whole Evan, Kamashmal on that Knox.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.